Exodus 19. The Israelites left Rephidim. Then, 2 months after leaving Egypt, they arrived at the desert near Mount Sinai, where they set up camp at the foot of the mountain. Moses went up the mountain to meet with the Lord God, who told him to say to the people,
"You saw what I did in Egypt, and you know how I brought you here to me, just as a mighty eagle carries its young. Now, if you will faithfully obey me, you will be my very own people. The whole world is mine, but you will be my holy nation and serve me as priests. Moses, that is what you must tell the Israelites."
After Moses went back, he reported to the leaders what the Lord had said, and they promised,
"We will do everything the Lord has commanded."
So Moses told the Lord about this. The Lord said to Moses,
"I will come to you in a thick cloud and let the people hear me speak to you. Then they will always trust you."
Again Moses reported to the people what the Lord had told him. Once more the Lord spoke to Moses,
"Go back and tell the people that today and tomorrow they must get themselves ready to meet me. They must wash their clothes and be ready by the day after tomorrow, when I will come down to Mount Sinai, where all of them can see me. Warn the people that they are forbidden to touch any part of the mountain. Anyone who does will be put to death, either with stones or arrows, and no one must touch the body of a person killed in this way. Even an animal that touches this mountain must be put to death. You may go up the mountain only after a signal is given on the trumpet."
After Moses went down the mountain, he gave orders for the people to wash their clothes and make themselves acceptable to worship God. He told them to be ready in 3 days and not to have sex in the meantime. On the morning of the 3rd day, there was thunder and lightning. A thick cloud covered the mountain. A loud trumpet blast was heard, and everyone in camp trembled with fear. Moses led them out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke, because the Lord had come down in a flaming fire. Smoke poured out of the mountain just like a furnace, and the whole mountain shook. The trumpet blew louder and louder. Moses spoke, and God answered him with thunder. The Lord came down to the top of Mount Sinai and told Moses to meet him there. Then he said,
"Moses, go and warn the people not to cross the boundary that you set at the foot of the mountain. They must not cross it to come and look at me, because if they do, many of them will die. Only the priests may come near me, and they must obey strict rules before I let them. If they don't, they will be punished."
Moses replied,
"The people cannot come up the mountain. You warned us to stay away because it is holy."
Then the Lord told Moses,
"Go down and bring Aaron back here with you. But the priests and people must not try to push their way through, or I will rush at them like a flood."
After Moses had gone back down, he told the people what the Lord had said.